to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Tired from the journey, Jesus sat down at the well, and it was now about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "You do not even have a bucket and the cistern is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I will give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water, welling up into eternal life." The woman said, "Give me this water, sir, that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus replied, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on the mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship but do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, indeed is here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said, "I know the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. And when he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When they came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me deviate for a few minutes from the readings today. We're living at a very strange moment, something unprecedented in our history, and something we don't quite simply know how to respond to. But 3 quick thoughts. You and I are people whose lives is rooted in the gospel. And because our lives are rooted in the gospel, we have absolutely nothing to be afraid of. Our God walks with us. He walks with us every day, in the bright days of sunshine and in the dark, stormy clouds of the turmoil of life. And so we need not be afraid. There is a great difference between fear and being vigilant and careful and watchful, which is what we need to be. But because we are gospel people, we are not afraid. Secondly, because we are gospel people, we are always filled with hope. There is hope. This too will pass. When and in what manner, I don't pretend to understand, but it will pass. And finally, we can never, ever forget prayer. Prayer soothes the anxious soul. When I can sit in the silence of prayer and pour out my soul to my God, I can then sit in the silence and listen, and my God will speak back to me and direct me. And so everything we have to do is rooted in prayer, because it will calm the anxiety in us more than anything. And because we're gospel people, we're not afraid, we have hope, and we root ourselves always in prayer and dialogue with our God. Amen.